Remember the good old 1980s, when things were so uncomplicated. I wish I could go back there again, and everything could be the same.
Hello, this is Radio Clash, and this is the 1980s edition. It's show 87. Welcome to show 87 of Radio Clash. It's finally here. It's the 1980s show, and that you're listening to 80s by Killing Joke. And then before that was a little tiny bit of Ticket to the Moon by Electric Light Orchestra. Not a 1980s band. Well, they did stuff in the 1980s, but that's from 1981 and does seem to be very, very appropriate. Well, you are well. I had a pretty chilled weekend, which is probably the reason why I am stumbling all over my introduction as per usual. What did he do? Friday, met up with loads of London podcasters, including Rob from Top of the Pods, Scott from the Nightmare Show, Jen, otherwise known as Regular Jen from regulargen.com, and her partner Neil Dixon, who runs Britcaster, Paul from the WhoCast, who arranged it, a guy called Brad from MacFormat, and Mike O'Hara from the Fishbowl Acoustic podcast. It was very good. I'm out of breath now. It was a very good meetup. I haven't done that many British podcast meetups. They're a relatively new thing for me. I don't think there's actually been that many, really. I mean, there's been some last year, which I was meaning to go to. But that was a very cool event. Loads of drinking, loads of geek talk, but also loads of non-geek talk as well. So it was a good mix of geek and non-geek talk. And if you go to the blog at mutantpop.radio, if you go to the blog.mutantpop.net/radioclash, get it right, you can see pictures from the event linked from there, and as hopefully other ones come available, because I know there's several, at least another person took pictures. I will hopefully link to them. And then on Saturday, went down to Dover and went walking, and with Greg, who has kind of briefly appeared on the show, on the Brighton Pride show, we went to fly a kite. Let's go fly a kite. Yes, we did. It was very enjoyable. Very odd to do that on the Dover Cliffs. Dover Priory itself is a bit of a chav town, but it does have a Roman painted house. It has remains of a Roman villa, but of course they destroyed the rest of their Roman history under a bypass, which says a lot about that end of the world. And yes, the most scenic part was of course there was the hover port and the ferry port. So to actually get to the nice bits, you had to walk across a horrible motorway, and then you had to walk past the ferry port, which kind of under an underpass even, and it just kind of like says, you don't really get tourism, do you, Dover? But the actual cliffs themselves were good. It's just weird we didn't actually do that much walking. We did a fair amount because we were just, but we had a lot of fun flying the kite. Classic thing having flying the kite, new kite. It's been, of course, you know, it's all been pre-packed. Of course, you're not going to unravel the whole thing to find out if it's actually attached to the little plastic thing, you know, plastic holder that the string comes from. Of course, you can guess what happened when I managed to, and I seem to be quite have a skill for flying a kite, surprisingly. When I actually managed to get a good gust of wind and reel out all of the string, of course, it wasn't attached. So cue kite going zoom, and thankfully not out to sea the other direction, so we managed to get it back, but that was quite funny. And of course the other thing I have to mention is there was a very, very cute man who both our gaydars went off on, who is the manager of the National Trust there at the Saga White Cliffs. They say Saga National Trust, Saga White Cliffs, White Cliffs, but other people don't know who Saga is. That's the Grab a Granny holiday company, or it's kind of like a sort of old elderly person's holiday company. And he was very cute. He was walking his puppy along the cliffs, and we sort of chatted with him and went ooh. And I wouldn't stop talking about him for the rest of the day. And Sunday, which is today, just kind of chilled out and didn't do very much, being very lazy. So this is the long delayed 80s show. I've got many, many delights in here. It's been taking a long time. It was a bit of a too much of a wide remit of a show, really. Several people requested it. I spent ages trying to put it together and then realised it ended up being 2 hours. So there's actually an aborted show somewhere in the digisphere or whatever it's called, ether. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a good one. I'm going to start with a mashup by DJJR. Otherwise known as Chaos Productions, otherwise known as the proprietor of Dancecast. He does really good mashups, and you might hear one or two in this show. And this is one of his recent ones. It's very good. It's a mashup of Lady Sovereign and Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams.
Fuck. Electric Avenue.
Won't you take me?
Electric Avenue. You want to get your kicks, call it. You want to 3-6, call it. Me have the remix, call it. From the other day, like I play some boy I play. Me hear the girls calling, hear the girls calling, hear the girls crying out. Just a minute. Me one time, follow up me if you want the wickedest wine. I know it's been a while, but baby never mind. Cause tonight me give you the whole nine, yeah. Satisfaction I the girl dream. Me love to put it on, make the ring and scream, yeah. Me get a card from sexy man. She left me sister me and sign machine. She's a baby.
I
she want a man to put her in a tense. A man do nothing turn around and make she belly dance. Road boy love to do that little romance. She want to get wild but she never had a chance. Well, she says she never had it so deep. So right now I'm the man to definitely want to do. Her ex-boy can lose, so come and drop a sleep. That's when the case has started. She's a baby.
I wanna do this with you
this
time.
She prefer. She want a man who make you fly like bird. She want a real man, she don't want a nerd. She want you give her a good mark, me word. I'm not a perv, but me makes this work. She want a rock till I will long to the curb. My ex-boyfriend ain't got the nerd. I'm all out here and she not get served. So she said,
I wanna do you the wickedest thing. I need a 1, 2, 3, how I'm done. I wanna do you with Thomas to the fan. I thought that in time, but it's this like a man. I wanna do you the wickedest thing.
If you love it, holla at me one time. Holla at me if you want to wait for this wine. I know it's been a while, but baby, never mind. Cause tonight me, I give you the whole nine, yo. Satisfaction, I have a good dream. Me love to put it on, make the ripple and speak. Me get a card from sexy man. Since she leave my matches from the inside machine. She's a baby.
That's finally Dreams Are Made Of, which is Human League versus CC Peniston by who made that one? Let's have a look. I cannot remember who did that. And of course, they didn't put it in their ID3 tags. That's very. Oh no, it's Apollo Zero's Love and Dancing Mix, and that was Human League versus CC Peniston. Before that was Dudes Just Want to Have Fun by DJ Spastic Fantastic, otherwise known as Don or Blow Up Doll or various other things. I think that's one of his. Before that was DJ JR again with Mia in Funky Town. That's Mia versus Funky Town by Lips Inc. Attempted to play the Soulwax, NY Lips, but I don't really like that. I like that because it's got millions of 80s things. It's got 1980s disco, Funky Town, which I think is from 1981, if I got it correctly. I have that on 7-inch. Of course, Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant, which is I think about 82, 83. And of course, Mia, which brings it kind of almost bang up to date. And then before that was... and the Dudes Want to Have fun, of course. I don't know what the other thing is mixed in. Does it tell me? No. But it's, of course, Girls Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. Then before that was a kind of a breakcore, one of the breakcore classic acts. That's Duran Duran Duran. No, three of them, not two. A bit like the classic Donna Summer. Not that Donna Summer, the other Donna Summer in style, which is, of course, taking the Yuzu. Famous Don't Go Yuzu riff and what was it Situation, I can remember which one, I think it's Don't Go, and just totally really fucking with it, which is great. Then before that was Policy Sweet Dreams, that's DJ Earworm mixing together Depeche Mode versus Rhythmics. That's Policy of Truth versus Rhythmics Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, close brackets. Then before that was Lamborghini, that's a rave classic. I remember getting that on one of those Warehouse Raves 4 or something like that. It was one of those really dodgy tapes that you got sometimes were, you know, these really kind of like sort of C, not D90s, not sort of C90s. They were usually almost like C150 or something. They were like very like packed together very tightly, sort of as many 12-inch mixes and get on there. And that's when I first heard the early KLF mixes. And also that's when I first heard Should Have Been Dance. I think I heard that one and also Save to the Morning After. That's the Ragga Twins. I can't remember if it's the Ragga Twins produced by Should Have Been Dance or if it's Should Have Been Dance released as the Ragga Twins. I can't remember which one it is. Of course, that's using the same riff, Sweet Dreams. And then before that was Sweet Sovereign, which is Lady Sovereign. That's Studio JR again, with using the Sweet Dreams Made of This Rhythmics riff. So, yes, you see a bit of a JR. A bit of a sort of a JR 80s special, that one. So now what we're going to do, we're going to play some, we're going to do a numbers mix. This is kind of, you can probably guess some of the tracks that I'm going to play by saying that, but also probably not lots of unexpected surprises in there. So I'm going to start off, as you do, with a bit of Neil from The Young Ones.
Oh no, I've smashed my whole room to pieces now. Sorry, room. Sorry, curtains. Sorry, duvet. I'm not sorry about smashing up that horrible computer alarm clock radio my brother gave me for Christmas. I've always hated that. Oh no, it still works.
Living by numbers, adding to history, and living by numbers, I guess was always meant to be. Living by numbers, living by numbers now. Such a digital lifetime. It's been by
mind just where you go. Good things had to end, and I was never any good at saying goodbye. Because when I say goodbye, a silly thing happens, and I always cry. You're looking so thin these days, are you doing speed?
No numbers!
Have you seen your face? Now you're really going to seed.
Playing numbers!
2 in a 9, 5 in a day, and you never know their names. Because names make a person real, and there's no real people in these games.
Cause here we go. It's a four-letter word. When it's hurry control, your body to dance. So that takes a tempo like a red alert. Just reflex and let it work. When this is playing, you can't get stuck with the steps. So you're saying I'ma still come up with a gift this way. Follow the leader, the rhyme will go deaf with the record that was mixed a long time ago. It be done, but only I can do it. For those that can dance, and clap your hands to it. I start to think, and then I sing into the paper like I was in. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skip when I finish the rhyme. I got so. Like this might tempt me to show my rings and my back old chain. Grab the mic like I'm on Soul Train, but I win, cause I master this. Let the others go first so the brothers don't miss. Every break the sticks.
You got it!
Rock him again when you make the mix. I'm experimenting like a scientist. You wanna rhyme? You gotta sign my list. Cause I'm a manifest and bless the mic, I'll hold you on an X. Then you gotta have soul. Cause if you ain't got it, I'ma make a encore. Take the mic, make the people respond for the hall. Cause that's the way it'll have to be. If you wanna get on active, think about it, wait, erase your mind. Forget it, and don't waste your time. Cause I'll be in the crowd if you ain't controlling it. Drop the mic, you shouldn't be holding it. This is how it should be done. This style is identical to us. I'm trying to make it sound like this, but you're getting so upset that I'm wet cause you're sweating. I drip steam like a microphone. Big up to MC is my thing. I get hyped when I hear drum roll. Rock fingers on the mic.
To be in England in the summertime with my love, close to the edge.
Because of you, I tried to run away, but it's all the same.
That's Ugly Electric by DJ French Bloke. Of course, that's TLC, Ugly versus Electricity by OMD. You'll hear more OMD later in the show, hopefully. And then before that was Art of Noise versus Eric B. and Rakim, the Cosmic DJ mashup, Close to the Soul. I know you got Soul versus Art of Noise, Close to the Edit. Close to the Edit is one of those songs, along with 1984 Sex Crime by Eurythmics, that introduced me to sampling. And when I first heard them, it was kind of in 1984. It was like a watershed moment. Yes, I know Art of Noise came out in 83, but it was late 83 and I heard it in 84 on the radio. But yeah, it's when I heard those, it was like, wow, you know, I just couldn't get enough of it. And I'm a big Art of Noise fan. Then before that was Flying Lizards from their 1984 top 10 LP, I think it's 94. Get Up, I Feel Like Being I Feel Like Being a Sex Machine. And that is just classic. There's a really good cover they did of Dizzy Miss Lizzy, which is very, very funny. People tend to know them for their cover of Money, which was released in, I think it was 1978 they released it. But they did several albums, mostly involved bashing around car parts and various other odd things. And of course, that does have a bootleg link as well, because I've forgotten her name at the moment, but the woman who went on to who actually did the voiceovers and that actually worked with Richard X on his last album. Of course, Richard X was Girls on Top, who was also a massive Human League fan. Then before that was Soft Cell with Numbers. And whenever I hear that song, it reminds me of the time and the whole kind of almost like the whole AIDS crisis and all, very, very 1980s. But also quite up to date as well, so critique of the gay scene and probably any sort of sexually active scene where people just feel like it, you know, they feel like they're collecting numbers, they feel like they're sort of, you know, another notch on the bedpost. But it's also true in other ways as well. So it's kind of like sort of thinking behind this mix. And then before that, of course, Kraftwerk with Numbers, the complete version. Then Living by Numbers by New Music. Do you remember that? Haha. Then before that was from the Neil album, a track called Computer Alarm. I'd love to hear more of the Neil album. You might remember he had the hit with Hole in My Shoe, which is another, if the very first times I ever did a radio station aged 8 on my little cassette machine, one of the tracks was Hole in My Shoe. That's done by Neil. And so that takes me back. That's scary. You probably heard that a bit of that kind of mix on my latest promo that you would have heard on soon to be, I don't know if Jeb's show is out yet, but certainly on the Night Nurse show they played my promo, and I'll release that probably by the time you hear this. I'll put that into the wild, and again that's a sort of a numbers themed promo, so it all kind of links in. I kind of hijacked it for the promo, this mix that I was working on. So now we're going to be in more quiet part of the show, although listening to the next track you're probably not necessarily going to be thinking it's that quiet, but that's the way it goes. This is a track which Chemical Brothers, those lovely people, ripped off. You'll recognise the bass line. And when 23 Skidoo approached them and said, can we have some rights for using our bass line? They said, oh no, we recreated it and you can't copyright a bass line, fuck off. So that's why I hate the Chemical Brothers. And also they produce limp, terrible dance music for idiots, really. Terrible stuff. I have respect for the Prodigy, but not for the Chemical Brothers. Not since Song to the Siren. So, I preferred Left Field anyway. I was more of a Left Field person. So this is Coup by 23 Skidoo.
Skidoo. Skidoo. Yeah. We'll be right back.
A cash machine to get a ticket home. A message on the screen says don't make plans, you're broke. No, no, this can't be right. I know the time is tight. I've only just been paid 3 weeks, but wait till I see light. No, I try to phone a friend.
Never read the hour. copper cables or rust in the acid rain. If you incorporate elements of my combustion, cable them to me. Cable them to me.
That was OMD with All the Things We Made. That's from the end of the Dazzle Ships LP. In fact, I think it's one of the last tracks they did in that session. And I don't know if it's anything to do with the breakup of OMD, but certainly I think they were going through some weird times when that song was recorded. And before that was the demo version of Airwaves by Thomas Dolby, which I prefer to the original. The original's on the, I think it's Golden Age of the Wireless, which I have somewhere on tape. Sort of, I think at my dad's actually. And big fan of Thomas Dolby. I think I mentioned I saw him at Wireless. Apparently, it's actually very, very big in San Francisco, where he now lives, or LA, Bay Area. And then before that was Boots International by Dunproofian, which was Don't Be Good to Me, Beats International versus Hardfi. Then before that was there's several reasons why I did that little mix there. One is I promised one of the people who asked for this show page that I'd put some Howard Jones in, and it didn't really fit in the show, but I really wanted to do that little skit, because when me and Kirk used to play Barbarian, if you remember Barbarian on the Amiga, we were mixing in other music and recording, and one of the songs was Like to Get to Know You Well by Howard Jones, and we mixed it in with Sounds of Barbarian, which is was kind of a fight game on the Amiga with loads of people hacking and slashing each other. So in honour of that, that was the mixed in with 23 Skidoo and their track Coup with loads of explosions. It seemed to work. I just found it funny. No major musical merit, I just found it funny. I just like that. I hope you enjoyed the show. You can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantbop.net/radioclash. The show notes, track list and everything will be on the blog. Links to tracks if they are available on the various Mashup People's websites. Of course, the other tracks won't be. And you can contact me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. You can leave voicemail on 0700 5850 524, or you can leave a message via Evoca. Which if you go to a link on the blog, it's www.evoca.com/groups/radioclash, or via audio at I'm not going to read that out. Go to the blog, and there's a links to Evoca and audio at the top. I hope you enjoyed this show. It's been a real pig to put together, but I think it's going to be a good one, especially the numbers mix and the kind of Funky Town Sweet Dreams mixes at start. And I'm going to play out with two tracks. One is by French Burke again. He kind of is a big fan of 80s music. He does a lot of 80s mashes, so a bit like JR, it's kind of impossible not to actually include him twice. This is Carpenters calling occupants of interplanetary craft, which immediately you're going to go, ah, that's 1978. Ah, but what's it mixed with? I'm not going to give the game away. It's called Carpe Diem. And I've played it on the show before, but if you don't remember it, I'm not going to spoil the surprise. And at the end, again, I'm not going to spoil the surprise. If you want to find out what it is, go to the show notes. But the song is one that Don always plays. Don, as in, I played DJ Spastic Fantastic, I played earlier, or Blow Up, or now involved with Josh Kramer Console doing pirate events. And he'd always play it when he was doing the other room at Button Down Disco. And it's a classic track. And just to see a whole room of people just kind of can-canning to that song is a classic. It's just a sort of a classic to behold. It's just a wondrous thing. So I'm going to play it. This is Carpe Diem. I'll speak to you soon.
In your mind you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon vibration we're about to say.
It's been decided.